I still don't know. I just want to make sure. I don't think I am. I'm going to turn it up a little.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Know. I think it's fine. What if this is the sound and I'm not even doing it right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, it's fine.
Welcome to Blood, Dance, and Gore. This is
Brooke. We got it, wait, man.
Do I normally say the title first? I don't know. Okay, this is Blood, Tits, and Gore presents Some Bitches. No. That sounded terrible. this is a bunch of girls.
A couple of women.
This is a few women. a few ladies. I forgot what the fuck we're talking about. talking about idea. Urban legends. We're talking about urban legends. Urban legends, like movies, like a television movie. What? A film movie. Okay, like the movie Urban Legend. Or
you guys, I still haven't fucking seen that. I know.
Okay. You were supposed to watch it.
No, I thought you were talking. I did a different.
Okay. No, because
we're gonna watch it together. Okay. Anyways,
we're talking about urban legends. Cut that. We're talking about urban legends. Urban legends.
Very aggressive. Just go ahead and cut that part out.
We have only been doing the title for two. We've been doing it for 2 minutes now, 2 solid minutes. There goes me being like, I don't have to edit the ladies episodes. Anywho, we're talking about Homicide Goosebumps. We're talking about urban legends. I'm Brooke.
I'm Sam.
Hello, I'm Tina.
I can't. God damn it.
So, Tina.
In the house.
What's your favorite urban legend?
Okay, so I've got a couple.
You don't say.
But I forgot the names.
Rico, they sound so spooky.
No, okay.
Rico.
I remember. Bloody Mary.
Sorry, there's going to be tiny snaps. Yes, oh, I fine. Like that one, too.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Very good.
It's very nice. It's very bloody. I don't know why I'm getting so close.
Yeah, I've done it a lot. I did the whole Bloody Mary in the bathroom, lights off.
I never would do that. I always thought that, like, somebody was about to, strip my head off like a basketball.
It's fucking scary.
Yeah.
I have memories of doing it at sleepovers.
There's a movie called Bloody Mary where a girl goes into the bathroom and does that, and she turns into Bloody Mary, and it stars somebody. And
you don't say.
It's really bad.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Well, because I don't know. I guess that could be done well.
I don't even know why I saw it or who showed it to me or how it got into my brain, but it's there.
It's probably a dream.
I just remember. Oh, you don't know who Bloody Mary is, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But anyways, I can Google
maybe
it.
Maybe we should talk about what the fuck she is.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, talk about Bloody Mary, and I'm going to Google this movie.
Yeah.
I've got to stop clicking things so many times.
Well, you stand in the bathroom.
Did everybody hear that?
Yep. Yeah.
Very, very clear. Yeah, so you say her name. Is it 7 or 10 times? Or
what?
Like,
I always thought it was like 3.
Oh, yeah, 3? I thought it was 3, okay. Too.
Wait, no, hold on. Let's see.
No, it's like... It's more than... I don't actually know. The phenomenon explains, like, people are actually experiencing this. And it's like... And they're like, science proves, like, why a witch goes in your mirror. Like, what?
Okay, well, it says...
Oh, fuck.
Young women walk up a flight of stairs backwards, holding a candle and a hand mirror in a darkened house.
I did not
this
do
is,
that
this
one.
This is back...
Oh, this is the...
the old version. They're, okay. Wait, as they gazed into the mirror, they were supposed to be able to catch a view. Oh my God, what? Of their future husband's face? What the heck are we reading about? There was, however, a chance that they would see a skull instead, indicating they would die before they had the chance to marry.
Dude, that's fucking cool. That's terrifying. That's the origin. That's cool as fuck.
And the ritual of today, that's the old one. That's the old one. Cool. That's old school. That was nice. Oh, wait. Change to active. That button?
This is fucking crazy.
So they were trying to see their future husband?
Yeah, but then it's like there's odds that you get punished for being like a nosy bitch. Oh. And you get like, oh, you're gonna die now because you couldn't wait.
That's scary.
That's I did not ever know that part. All I knew is you stand in the bathroom and like turn the lights off and say Bloody Mary a couple times in the mirror.
Yeah.
Okay. The bloody apparition allegedly appears as a corpse, a witch, or a ghost, can be friendly or evil, and sometimes seen covered in blood. The lore surrounding the ritual states that participants may endure the apparition screaming at them, cursing at them, strangling them, stealing their soul. I had to endure this bitch stealing my soul. Endure I did. Or drinking their blood, or scratching their eyes out. The modern legend of Hanako-san in Japan strongly parallels this. Okay.
Look, can you please read the phenomenon explained? Yes. Like, who is trying to explain?
We're reading this all off of Wikipedia because that's where we get our information.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Staring into a mirror in a dimly lit room for a prolonged period can cause one to hallucinate. Facial features may appear to melt, distort. How long are these people in there that? They melt, distort, disappear, rotate. Some other shit appears.
I feel like when we did it, it was like we said Bloody Mary a handful of times.
Did I look up the movie?
And stood there for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you were like trying to scare someone.
We were in there long enough to develop some type of like eye ailment.
Yeah. Hallucinations? Like, that's fucking funny.
No, there's a movie. Okay.
Oh, Syzygy is an X-Files episode.
The Legend of... It's this awful movie.
That looks terrible.
Wait, like, is it?
A really awful way.
I mean, how could they make that scary, though? Well, I guess... I don't know. Maybe not that.
Let's... Oh, God, it was that. What is that? Or was it this? I'm sure this sounds great.
Will we ever know?
Anywho.
I like that picture. That's great.
Damn. Okay. So then, yeah, you either get your handsome future husband.
And then there'd always be that awful, awful friend like me who would just pop up behind in a skull mask.
That's fucking scary, man.
Yeah. My aunt used to, like, team up with my cousin or my brother. And, like, we would go in there. You had a two-way mirror. What? No, that's weird. We're not that kind of show. At least not tonight. But we would go in there and say Bloody Mary, and then my aunt, like, banged on the door. That's some bullshit. Us. I know.
But, like, yeah, that is funny.
Scary.
Oops.
But that's such a good one that, like, everyone fucking knows.
True.
I like that one a lot.
That idea is kind of scary, just to stare into the mirror.
It is. Until
something scary pops up.
Because mirrors are scary. Yes. That sounds weird. But, like, you know, the classic, like, brushing your teeth in the mirror, and then you bend down, and then you see someone behind you.
Oh, my gosh, every morning.
That's...
It's an every morning. Who's back there?
It's scary.
Yeah. Well, and also, when you say Bloody Mary, and you're looking into the mirror, you're, like, already visualizing some stuff in there.
Yeah.
And it's, like, you're just freaking yourself out.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. It's scary. That's a good one.
I can hear you scratching yourself.
I'm so itchy. I always did with the light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yes.
Did you guys do that?
Yeah. Always really wanted that to work.
It never fucking...
Pick the tiniest person to lay down. Because somebody was gonna, enough fingers.
Right?
Yeah. I think we got, like, so bummed at one point, we just actually put something under me so they could actually just pick me up and, like...
That's, you know what?
innovators. That's
ingenuity.
And then yeah. they let go, like, in the craft.
No, luckily they just didn't. Like, no. I was safely put back down.
Well, if you were stiff as a board and light as a, almost said flower, feather, I mean, you'd still float on down, huh? Yeah. You know?
Like, it's well, not like but then it's like, it's more air. Of, isn't it like the disruption of the spell that makes you, is that what you're talking about?
No, no, no. I'm talking about like, okay, a feather floats down. One that's very stiff would still float down.
What's your point?
That the person wouldn't just floated there. They would have started moving, you know, like a feather.
Okay.
But like you're the oh, Jesus. It's just about lifting them, right?
No, no, no. And then yeah, it's about that, but in the craft there's some finger action. They're pulling the fingers down.
Some finger action.
And bitches are just floating all over the place.
No, man, it's right been a minute the
disruption
since I've seen
the door disruption is like she's floating there, and they're like, oh my god. And then she's like, Becky, do you need towels?
And then she drops.
Yeah.
Nobody in the movie's named Becky.
Well, they probably knew someone named Becky. It's been a minute since I've seen that movie. That's a very good one, though.
Yeah. Oh, I know why we're so loud. Hello. Nope, that didn't do anything.
An urban legend that I was... Or, like... Maybe... I don't know if it's classified as, like, an urban legend. But it's, like, all those, like, scary stories that you just somehow know... Like, you heard it from someone. Like, the one where the, the person's driving in their car on, like, a highway
that's,
at night.
Yeah, it's an urban legend.
That's... Is that an urban legend? Okay.
And what... Wait, what happened?
Like, so they're driving their car, and there's, like, a semi-truck behind them that is just, like, flashing its lights at them, like, blaring on the horn, like, all this shit. And they're like, what the fuck? And they're, like, freaking out. But they keep going, and, like, the person doesn't stop or whatever. And wasn't it, like, they pull over finally, and they're, like, wanting to talk, like, why are you doing this? Like, what's going on? And, like, the semi-truck driver was trying to warn them because when they flashed their headlights at that car, they could see someone in the back seat. Yeah, they could
see somebody in the
back seat. Like, yeah.
Wait, have you not heard this? That was, like,
hiding. No.
Oh, see, I don't even know where I heard it, but it's, like, you know, one of those stories.
It's in Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, one of those. Yeah, because that was, like, just comprised of urban folklore.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, that, like, literally scared me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is scary. It's so scary.
But in the movie Urban Legend, that's the opening scene where it's that exact thing happening, and then she goes to a gas station, and I believe the attendant is Brad Dourif, the voice of Chucky, and, in person form, not doll form, Chucky. Everything all right there, mister? My name's Chuck. But the lady stops, and the guy goes to tell her, and she's like, whoa, crazy gas station attendant. Oh, my God, I've got to go. And then she drives away, and then, boom, somebody with bigger balls than me, for sure, stands up in the back seat with an axe and, like, straight up chops her head off. And it's, like, a hooded person. So then the next day, it's, like, dun-dun, headline.
Okay.
Headline, like, oh my god, woman killed with axe. And then it turns out she has something to do with the main girl. I don't know. I don't remember if they're friends or whatever. I could probably look it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of them in that.
That one's scary. What else? Apparently, I Know What You Did Last Summer is based on an urban legend about, like, is some guy who got hit by a car. He was, like, a fisherman or something and had the ice pick. And then these people, like, thought they hit something, but they didn't know, and they kept driving. And then later they found, like, one of his hooks in their bumper or something.
Oh, yeah.
What You Did Last Summer is based on. And that movie's great. Not an urban legend, however.
Whatever. I do love that movie.
It's so good.
What movie?
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
What are you waiting for?
Oh, I love that part.
Yes, I haven't seen it in probably 10 years.
Oh, it's so good.
It's very good.
Oh, okay, here's another one that happens in that movie. So they find out somebody died or whatever. She runs into her classmate, Sasha, who tries to reassure her that the murders aren't related. Wait, what?
Yeah, you remember?
Yeah, while she is away, her goth roommate, Tosh, is strangled to death by the killer. Thinking her roommate is merely engaging in sexual activity, Natalie doesn't turn on the lights and goes to bed. In the morning, Natalie discovers her corpse and the words, "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?" Because there's that, you know, "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light" one.
What does that one remind me?
I don't remember that one either.
That sounds familiar, though. Something about nope. Blood dripping from somewhere. No? There was one I was thinking of today, and I think it had to do with, like... Fuck, I can't...
Well, no, it's all the same as that. It's all they find the roommate dead. Yeah.
Oh, like, that's the urban legend.
That's the thing. Finding the roommate dead, and then it says, "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the lights?" And, like, the girl was getting killed, or the killer was in there
when she got there. Wow, she got there.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
Ooh, that's so scary. Creepy.
I don't like that.
Right?
Yeah, that's what it makes me think, but, like, this is a kind of a tangent, but it makes me think, like, how close I've ever been to, like,
death
murderer. Yeah, or like how many, like, I just missed it because of this thing. Like, that's weird to think about. And I like to it's so weird, but I always also think about, like, you know, I work in a fucking restaurant. Like, how many murderers have I served food to? Ooh, or like, have I spoken to pleasantly and been like, "Hi, yeah, great, like, what can I do for you?" Like, you know.
That's an interesting
thought. Or just, like, evil things that people do. Like, there's so many that I've, like, interacted with and have no idea. It's fucking weird.
That's weird. I know. I definitely don't think about that.
I don't
know why.
That's
scary.
Yeah, isn't it?
Right.
I would be terrified.
They're everywhere, man. Monsters.
All the time. So, my total favorite urban legend, when, like, the girl comes home and, like, she gets into bed and she just hears, like, drip, drip, drip. She's like, "What the fuck is that?" But she's like, "It's okay. Jenkins is under the bed." And so she, like, sticks her hand down and her dog licks her hand. And so she's like, "Okay, cool." And she goes back to sleep and then she's woken again by, like, the drip, 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 drip of, like, something in the bathroom. And then she sticks her hand down. Or, no, I think it only happens the one time. It doesn't matter how many times it fucking happens. But she goes into the bathroom and opens the door. And somebody has, murdered her dog in the shower. And written in its blood across the wall, "Humans can lick too."
Dude, that, like, I have such vivid memories associated with, like, being told these stories.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like, awful. That's so funny.
I know, they're awful.
Yeah, and like, who's...
But they're
scary for some fucking
reason. Like,
I can remember whose
birthday
party I was told that story. Oh, that's so fucking weird. Those are fun, though. I mean, I like that idea that there's, like... I don't know, I...
They're in the scary stories books. That makes me wonder if that's where I got most of them. Mm-hmm. My dad's stories, I think he made them up. Some of them were just a little weird. Oh, sorry, that was a lot of pop noise. Just a little outlandish, you know? Like, I'm trying to see how loud I can get.
That was a very good one.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
One that my dad told me all the time when I was growing up, it was about the weeping lady, but her, like what they usually call her is La Llorona, and it's about this woman who, she's very, very beautiful, and she gets pregnant, and she has these kids, and then she, like, drowns her kids, and just, like, leaves them in the river, and then she realizes what she's doing, and she, like, panics, and she's like, "Fuck my kids, you know, I really want them back," and then I think she drowns herself after she realizes she can't have them back. But she was denied the afterlife, so she has to, like, be condemned to earth and her sadness. And so she hangs down by the rivers and she's crying, and if you go up to her, she like has a scary horse head thing.
And like she's holding one?
No, she has, she, her head is a like scary horse head.
Oh, weird.
And then something bad's supposed to happen
to you. We all look like Sarah Jessica Parker in Hale.
Well, she was being punished. I like that. I like that one.
It's like you're, like, it's why kids aren't supposed to, like, go out at night.
I like a lot of those ones that are, like, like, your parents just being, like, I need you to not do this, so if I scare you, maybe you won't do it.
Yeah. Right. I was definitely scared. It was one of those things where we'd be at the park at night, and then it gets dark, and my dad's like, okay, we're going home, and we're not ready. And then he's like, Lyodona's gonna get you if you don't hurry up and get in this car.
Yeah.
Dude, and then we got in the car very fast.
It's probably all parents just, like, trying to fucking make you do certain things.
Yeah.
It's probably where they all come from.
Yeah.
But, man, they're scary.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's cool that there's, like, stories passed down verbally. Still.
Whoa.
Yeah, I do also always, like, whenever I'm driving in my car at night, I'm, like, checking in my back, like, all the time.
Because, like... And I feel like I heard, you know, like, one event happens, and then it's like, oh, there's, you know, this, I don't know, I feel like I heard at some point there was, like, a guy who was, like, hiding in her cars and, like, slashing people's
their
legs.
I get told that in, whenever you go to, like, safety classes and shit.
Yeah, like, you have to, like, check under your fucking car for people trying to slash your shit when it probably happened like once and they're like, it's a real problem.
Oh my God, I wonder if this leg slashing.
Which is like totally, you're like, well, fuck, I never thought of that before, but that's really scary.
Car knife stabbing.
See, slasher it's under on a, car. It's a fucking thing. That shit that just gets passed around.
It says it's false. Thieves lie in wait under victims' cars and render their victims helpless by slashing their ankles.
I find that hard to believe that no one's ever done that before. Or wait.
I'm sure it's...
Someone's done that before.
No, there's been no verifiable incidents of it reported.
Huh. Interesting. I mean, that's... I mean, while that's good...
Yeah.
But...
That shit's...
Oh, because that was also in Urban Legends. Yeah.
Interesting.
Ugh. I had to close my eyes. Ugh. It makes me cringe.
I don't like it. Yeah, scary. Like, just... Fuck that. Man, my scariest, like, story in that way that's kind of, like, everyone's heard it is, like, the idea of someone living in your attic unbeknownst to you.
Like that movie, Housebound?
I only made it through, like, half of it.
Really? I thought it was so funny.
I was enjoying it. I don't know why I stopped.
Man, I'm bummed that this, like, undercar slasher isn't real.
I know.
Yeah. I really thought that... I mean, that sounds like that would totally happen. I mean, okay, crazier shit's happened, I feel like.
Skinwalkers, that shit's fucking scary.
Okay. Oh, wait, Arizona.
Oh, that's me. It's like the...
Yeah, it's your state. Yeah. It's your state. Tell us about it, Sam.
Well, I'm not, like, so well-versed on the skinwalkers, but I remember someone told me that it's, like, it's Native American folklore, and essentially it's these beings that can, like, shapeshift, and they have, like, a base form that's, like, a big, tall, scary, like, thing, wolf something, but, like, they can take the form of anything. That's what I've heard about it, but I know it's a lot cooler than that, than my brief explanation.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. I've heard of not like that specifically, or it's,
but that's what skinwalkers, like, are.
Yeah,
right, okay.
But that's scary because that's also really scary when you think about, like, oh, I know it's in a movie for sure, but I couldn't tell you what, or a TV show, something, when you're, like, fighting yourself, someone's, like, looks like you.
And it's an episode of X-Files.
Okay, yeah.
Where that dude can, yeah, like, shapeshift into anyone. And it's so good because he, like, shapeshifts into Mulder and then, like, is trying to get down with Scully. And I'm like, yeah.
Do it.
Get it.
Do it.
Fucking get it. Oh, that was a good episode.
Do you know Zombie Road?
No.
Are you from Missouri?
Yes.
That's your thing. No, it's not.
We're just looking at this list. Like, mine is not near me. Mine's the Bell Witch.
Oh, I've heard of that, though, right?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Why it's creepy? Essentially a real-life horror movie, the hauntings of one Tennessee family by some sort of spirit believed to be a witch ultimately attracted the attention and subsequent visit by soon-to-be President Andrew Jackson. While Jackson, who allegedly was spoken to by the witch, got the heck out of Dodge, a cave near the site believed to be a portal for the witch remains a tourist attraction in Adams, Tennessee today. Thank you, Thrillist.
Interesting.
I have a thing, though, that I totally forgot about. It's not necessarily an urban legend, but the fucking... Well, this is aliens. The Phoenix Lights. The Phoenix Lights. It was this thing in the 90s. Blah, blah, blah. I wrote it down. In 97, like, thousands of people across the state reported... these different lights in the sky. One looked like a big, like a V that was moving. Like, it started in Prescott, which is like northern Arizona, and then it ended south of Tucson, which is like basically Mexico. And it like moved that distance in like 30 minutes, which is like, it's like an hour long flight from Scottsdale to Tucson. It's probably like half an hour, 45 minutes. But anyways, yeah, it traveled from like double that distance in 30 minutes. And like the mayor who was in office at the time reported seeing the lights. Well, cool. Fucking Kurt Russell reported seeing the lights because he was,
I believe, Kurt
flying his plane into the Phoenix airport and they saw it.
Wow.
Yeah. And like a lot of people claim that it was like six separate things that were like a jet, like jets flying in a formation. But yeah, they don't know. And then I guess the same night there were like people saw like orbs of light in the sky that were like stationary. But I guess there's a military base out there and they said they were doing they had like flares or something. But there was no explanation offered for the V of lights. And they said it was like multiple football fields big, if that doesn't make sense. But like very large.
That's which is
fucking
cool. Yeah, man.
And it was, I think they were visible, yeah, for like the 30 minutes. That's crazy.
That's some tight UFO shit.
I know, it's fucking cool. I always forget about that. That's from my homeland.
Yeah, and that's true.
It's kind of cool.
I mean, I would like to see something like that. Now, I feel like that would be like the closest distance. Like, I wouldn't want to be that person that wakes up with, like, you know, a probe. Like,
yeah, and then they're, like, getting all up in your shit.
But, like, if I could see it from afar and survive... Oh.
That'd be fucking cool. Because, like, I'm down to believe that aliens, like, there's other life.
Right.
There just has to be. But, like, I'd be down to have that proven to me. That'd be fucking cool.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? The Scientologists already have proven that.
Mm-hmm.
We're full of feelings.
They are aliens, right?
They're aliens.
Well, we have aliens.
You guys, Elizabeth Moss is a Scientologist.
I know. Huge bummer. I read that like a couple weeks ago.
But honestly, I was looking at it and I was like,
I heard it on
Page 7.
Page 7. Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love Page 7. That's where I heard it too. But like, isn't that shit all about you're kind of just getting to the top? And like, maybe she thinks it's like...
She was born into it, or, like, grew up with it kind of thing.
That's interesting, because I don't know how old that religion is.
I don't either.
It's, like, not 100.
I think it was started in the...
Like, 70s or some shit, right? Like
70s, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I listened to a whole thing about it. I should be ashamed of myself. But, yeah, like, it's, you know... very fresh on the game, so it's weird that she would be a second generation, but that's interesting.
No, I think she's like her parents got,
they like converted or whatever,
or like if it was in the 70s, I mean, how old could she really be? Like, I'd say like 79.
Let's look it up.
Would be when she was like born, like sometime around there.
Yeah, I'll see when she was born.
Like, that's, like, the earliest I could even imagine her being born.
1954.
What?
Damn.
How old is she?
No, not her. No.
She's a fucking witch.
She is a witch. It's fucking working for her.
Wait, what's her name?
I thought
Elizabeth Moss.
I believed you, you know? Like
1954 really, is when, like, Scientology started. Like, also, we have gotten so far off topic.
Good.
Where? This is all going to have to be cut. Greta Van Susteren is
like, holy shit, she's a lot older than I thought she was.
82. She was born in 82.
Okay. Yeah, no, she could totally be raised in it.
Oh, yeah. That's sad. But, like, I don't know. Bummer. Anyways. We got down a rabbit hole.
Right.
What? Well, what movies did we all watch?
I didn't watch any movies.
Oh, I watched a movie. Well, I mean, I more revisited a movie. One of my favorites, Blair Witch. Which is fucking so
that good. Probably was listed as Marilyn's, okay. I betcha.
No, it's not real. It's not real at all. No, they made up. I was reading about it today. It's so fucking cool how that movie was made.
Isn't it based off of, like, one that actually is real?
They said they made up the lore. Huh. But it really sounds like they, because that movie, it's for a while, it was in the Guinness World Records book because it cost $60,000 to make and they made $248 million.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
But, like, it's so cool because it seems like the directors were just like, we're going to take these three random people who auditioned and we're going to fucking throw them in the woods and let them be scared and angry and tired. Like, they just sent these people out and, like, they said all the fucking dialogue was improvised. Like, the cast didn't know a lot of the times, like, what was going to happen, what they were doing. Like, the part where they're all in the tent and it starts, like, rattling from the outside. Like, yeah. They didn't know that was going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
And they just, like, fucked with them the whole time. They said they gave them it was only an 8-day shoot, but they were, like, out in it camping for the whole time and, like, just walking from location to location. And they said they provided them with less and less food to stimulate, like, aggression and, you know, start shit. And they said a lot of the, like, because the best part of that fucking movie is, like, they go in and they're excited and they're, like, you know, they just want to really make a hard-hitting journalistic, you know, thing. And then they just start to fucking unravel. Because it's like, they're going in circles. They're scared. They're running out of food and water. They're like, you know, all these things happen and they're just cracks start to form. And everyone is just like fucking angry at each other and scared and mad. And like, they said that a lot of the altercations were real because they were just, like, making these kids fucking hike around all over the goddamn place, like, shooting these scenes they didn't know what was going to go on, and, like, yeah. So it's just, like, they fucking put them in it, and they promoted it as, like, a true story.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
The actors weren't supposed to make any public appearances, whatever, like, nothing. And then it wasn't until the premiere that they were like, oh, no, this is all fake.
Damn, but I don't actually remember all of that
about
really
it. It's really good. It's so good. I love it.
That was definitely a terrifying movie.
Yeah.
So good. But also that experience, I feel like, would be traumatizing.
I know.
Like, I mean, I would want to, like, quit and find my way out and find food and get away from all of that.
Yeah.
Ugh. What if, like, the whole thing was just filmed, like, across the street from Wendy's and you could just see right through the woods?
It literally that was, would be though. I read, too, though. But I read that, like, it looks like they're deep in the forest for some takes, but it's, like, they said that they just shot it right, so, like, you couldn't see the houses on, like, the other side of a tree.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So some of it, they were, like, deep in these locations, but the other ones,
I hope
they were,
that
like,
there were people just, right like, by watching, the road. Like,
yeah, like, what the fuck are these guys doing?
Could you imagine, like, walking, like, down the street and just, like, seeing a few trees and some people hiding over there, like, they're
just
trapped.
Camp shit.
Nothing.
Shit's crazy.
That would actually be really funny.
That's great.
Anyways. God, and what if somebody made a documentary about that? That didn't happen. But if it had.
About what?
About the people watching the people.
Watching the people make the movie.
Make the movie about the people.
Making
the watching dude, the people.
That's
making
what
the movie.
You guys need to watch American Movie. I talked about it last time. But it's a documentary about a dude making a movie. And it's very good. Movie Inception. Anyways.
Total Inception.
Yeah.
That's a great, great fucking movie.
It is. You guys, where are we going? This has been chaos.
I haven't told mine.
Okay. I mean, do it. Okay. Yeah.
So
We're going crazy.
So in Memphis, Tennessee, there's like a place called Voodoo Village. And it's actually a secluded neighborhood that's like a little community of people who practice various styles of voodoo or have practice and stuff. There's no cameras or pictures or anything allowed in the entire area because they believe that a photograph steals your soul.
Ooh.
So it's this like whole subdivision thing. And there's all these houses that have, like, dead chickens and, like, bone sculptures and all sorts of, like, crazy voodoo-looking shit.
Okay.
And people go down there at night to scare the piss out of themselves. And one night I went with my husband, Scotty, and two of his friends, like, his bus guy, and then I don't know how we got with this other guy, but he just was kind of hanging out at the bar, and we were, like, talking about doing more shit after leaving the bar, and he was just like, let's go to Voodoo Village, and we were like, all right, and so we let this person drive us.
Okay, and that doesn't sound very safe.
So we go down there, and it's so creepy, you know? Like, you just, all the houses are turned off, but you can still see, like, the houses aren't turned off, the lights are turned off. They're on the street, but you can see, like, the lights in the houses and stuff. And you see all that, you know, chickens and shit. And so it's, like, so freaky, right? This motherfucker pulls into one of the yards.
Oh, no, I'm
scared. Well, it's not even, like, the yards. It's, like a whole piece of land next to the house. So he pulls up and just says he's stuck. So he starts vroom, 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 trying to go. And we're stuck. And we are just lights facing a house. Facing this house, going vroom, vroom, trying to get all the mud off the car. And I'm just freaking out. Well, I wasn't really freaking out as much as they were. I was doing this whole, like, of course this would happen to me. And this is how I'm going to die thing. But, like, the guy in the front seat took off his seatbelt and was like, ready to fucking run, like he was just gonna leave us there. And I think Scotty might have been just laughing. And I mean, we're like stuck doing donuts in this, doing literal donuts. We were doing donuts in this yard. And then he just pulls out and was like, oh, ha ha ha, it was a fucking joke. It was terrifying.
He sounds like a crazy person, number one. And number two, you probably like shouldn't have went with him.
Yeah, but it was scary.
That's terrifying. Wait,
did you find any, like, actual pictures of the neighborhood?
Just the house.
Wait. I would piss my pants in that person's car.
Yeah, I don't like to be, like, to be actually scared. Fuck, no.
Only scared, like, when, like, you want to be.
Yeah.
I feel like this thing's trying to tell me that Voodoo Village isn't real, and I'm like, nah, man, I've been there.
No, it is real.
Was it big, or was it, like, a small area?
Voodoo's some cool shit.
You should watch The Serpent and the Rainbow.
I've heard of that.
I mentioned it a couple days ago,
too. Is that? Okay. What's that about?
Voodoo.
That was a really good question.
So it's, apparently, most of the stuff has to do with the Freemasons. Like, there are decoration stuff, but it's freaky, and they call it Voodoo Village.
Interesting. I would be scared. I would also be angry at that stranger.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards. Oh, yeah. Would you guys just go get another beer and hang out with them, or?
Probably. I don't know. Life was weird in those times.
Is Pumpkinhead a, No, that's not an urban
legend. No, it's not.
It's a
scary movie. Okay, well, what's the deal with the microwave dog urban legend? It's an urban legend.
Where you put a dog in a microwave?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
But he got the phone call.
And he said, oh, is this the babysitter urban legend? And he says, no, it's something about the lady and the dog in the microwave.
How did the lady and the dog both fit in the microwave?
Well, I think the lady finds her dog microwave. I don't think she's in there. It just, like, dings, and she opens it, and it's her dog.
This is telling me that it's just about an old woman who puts her dog in the microwave because she thinks she's drying it off, and she's probably suffering from dementia.
Is that real?
No, it's a legend.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, wait. One day after bathing her miniature poodle, Pierre, Grandma was preparing to towel dry him when the phone rang. It was her daughter calling a reminder that they had arranged to meet for lunch an hour earlier. Grandma apologized for being late, and she said she'd be there as quickly as she could. As she began drying Pierre's fur, it dawned on her that there was a quicker way to do it, the microwave. So she put her beloved pet inside the oven, set the dial to defrost, and switched it on. Half a minute later, as Grandma was donning her coat to leave, she heard a muffled explosion in the kitchen. Pierre the poodle was no more. Why is that an urban legend? That's a tragedy.
Well, you need to stop making me think it's real. Because that was twice now. It had a name and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that people have killed their animals in fucking oven, or whatever that shit is. Microwaves.
What on earth would ever teach you that a microwave dries things?
I don't know.
Nothing about that.
Like, I have never cooked something and been like, this is good and dry. Like, this will be fine.
Well, it dries out. I guess it dries out things, but, like, internally, probably. Like, from the... Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, God. Do you remember that little, computer game that it would be, like, a blender and you were able to blend the frog?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna find it. It's so awful.
That's, like, how you create... serial killers?
I turned out fine. I haven't killed anything yet. Blender frog?
Man, you know what is also fucks with my brain?
Like, for real. Frog in a blender.
What?
Okay.
No. What?
I think you made frog that up.
No, I didn't.
Hamster in a microwave. I knew that was real.
Gerbil in a microwave.
Also, is it gonna blast our ears?
That's what I was just thinking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is a nice 30-minute long video. Fuck away, man.
Happening.
Was this a cartoon? Why did I think I lived this cartoon?
The Osterizer.
Yes! Oh my God, I thought that I had played...
Okay.
Alright. You have to click...
Oh!
Oh no, it's a video.
Oh, yeah, it's a video of it.
Of
but you...
the thing.
What the fuck? I feel like the creator of this must have been a psycho.
This is really strange, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm nervous.
The flies are coming out of him?
Oh,
I know.
Ah!
What the fuck, Brooke?
I don't know. It's...
Maybe I do remember that, though.
Right?
I don't.
That's like some fucking albino black sheep type shit.
Like, where the fuck did I see this? And why was I convinced that I had created it? Or not created... No, I wasn't convinced I created it. Okay. I thought I had, like, played it somehow.
You probably did. Like, I think that was a video...
It was interactive.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew it.
Man, the shit you can make...
Oh, my
God. Like, make money off of.
Wait, how old is it?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. When did that come out?
2006? No.
1997.
That's, like, the beginnings of the internet.
Jesus. That's, like, a very... That makes me uncomfortable.
God, what were the other ones? Gerbil in a microwave!
Yeah.
I remember this too. I'm gonna look up famous urban.
The baby. They were too scared to tell me. Probably because I'd cry.
Oh, are you reading?
No, I'm talking about when I was little. My cousins and stuff wouldn't tell them to me.
The top 20th scary ones? Will those be real?
What are these?
Explaining the clown statue.
Man, those chain emails about scary shit was great. And, like, the ones on Facebook, or, like, MySpace, where you had to repost this.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, it's, like,
10 minutes.
This creepy or what? A few years ago, blah de blah de blah de blah. Later in the night, this babysitter got bored and couldn't watch TV anymore, and she did some things, and she gets murdered by a clown, and the children's murdered, and then it's, if you don't repost 10 peeps within 5 minutes, the clown will be standing next to your bed at 3 a.m. with a knife in his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, those were the worst. The...
worst. Oh my god. Yes. Okay. It's an urban legend. The one where the girl hears a noise outside, and then she has her boyfriend go check, and then she hears some shit, and then he doesn't come back, but she can hear something scratching on the top of the car, so she freaks out and jumps out, and her boyfriend's dead, hanging over the car.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I don't know how the exact one goes, but in urban legend, she hears the scratching and she starts to drive, and whenever she drives, the rope pulls her boyfriend. It pulls the rope.
Oh, shit.
So she's actually killing her boyfriend.
Man, I watched a movie. Fuck, I can't remember what it was called, but it was these two people are going to go to some boutique hotel out in Ireland, deep in the woods. And then they find out that it's all a fucking, man, it's a scam or whatever, but there's this thing where they hook a tube from the exhaust in his car up to her mouth and it's taped around, and he's spinning his wheels he doesn't know she's in there, and he's finally gets to the car because he's been on this big chase, and he's revving the engine to get out of there and just fucking killing her. It's fucked up. That movie was good. I can't remember what it's called.
That's a bummer. It sounds good.
What else? Oh, the Bloody Mary was chanting anywhere from 3 to 1,000 times.
Okay, well, that's why people were starting to hallucinate.
5 creepiest urban legends that happen to be true.
Oh, that's what I have right here.
The dead body under your freaking mattress. Apparently, it's actually common for there to be a corpse in a freaking mattress.
What do you mean? The movie's called In Fear.
Under the bed.
Mm-hmm. In Fear. It's fucking good. I really enjoyed it.
That is always a fear. I don't know. I've heard of the dead body in the mattress. I mean, there's something. Oh, no, that's, yeah, it's an American Horror Story.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It was a weird episode. Yeah. Some weird shit was happening in that.
People have repeatedly tried to pull off an imitation hanging for a Halloween show, forgot to include the imitation part, and went ahead and accidentally killed themselves. And yes, they were all pretty much they pretty much all were teenage males.
Twist. That's horrible. That reminds me of fucking Gremlins, how Phoebe Kate's dad died by dressing as Santa and getting stuck in the chimney, and they lit a fire. That shit always disturbed me so deeply. That was terrible.
Being buried alive, that's also not chill.
No
man.
Yeah, there's so many ways that I don't want to go.
21 urban legends that'll keep you up all night.
Oh, okay. The Fresno night crawlers.
I have no fucking idea.
Oh, this stuff's so weird.
What?
Lavender Town. Anyone who played Pokemon saw a lavender town with a lavender tune, and people speculate that there were frequencies in it that led to suicides and illnesses after the release in Japan.
What?
That's scary.
I don't like that. Are you looking at haunted games?
I don't know.
Slender Man is that shit's fucking so sad. Insane. I know. Super well.
What? SuicideMouse.avi video that lived to talk about it. I've managed to get just a little information about the disturbing clip. It's a 6-minute animation of Mickey Mouse walking sadly down a street that fades to black. Most people would say it's unusual but not disturbing until you realize there's an additional 3 minutes. Nobody is quite sure what happens in those last 3 minutes, but it's been claimed to drive viewers to end their own lives.
Dun dun dun. We should have a dun 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 button.
I know.
I feel like I would hit it all the time. Say something. Pretend like you're gonna say something.
I don't know what to say.
Oh wait, I waited too long.
Yeah, you did.
I was gonna interrupt you and just go dun dun dun.
Okay, good.
And then I would just do that a lot.
You should do that.
There is this one I forgot. Stoll Cemetery. It's in Kansas. It's in Stoll, Kansas. But once a year on Halloween night, the devil himself rises through some hell portal in Kansas.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
And word on the street is that the Pope won't even directly fly over Stoll, Kansas.
Because the fucking devil. Man, that's dun, scary. Dun, dun,
but
that is scary. I somehow got onto a Pinterest thing for creepy things to do at a sleepover. But look how cool these are.
Oh my god, I don't want to know what's all on that list.
Look how cool these are. Those aren't creepy, that's fucking fun.
Yeah, that's not scary at all.
You know what's scary? Bad. Freezing people's underwear. It's fucking terrifying.
Oh.
I did that to some people. God, I was hoping that when you, like, slammed it down, it was just gonna crack in half and you were gonna be like, ha ha.
Wait, what?
Like, you said it was an ice cube. You know, like how in, like Mr. Freeze can, you know, freeze people, and if you, like, knock them over, it's like, whoa, and they break.
That actually happens with underwear?
What? No, it doesn't. I was hoping that it did.
Oh, bummer.
Rico.
Man, you're gonna be, cutting a lot of dead weight off of this.
I know.
We got, I don't know, it came a little too conversational, and we went on a lot of tangents.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe Smokey was not in our best interest. I feel like
I thought it was gonna be better.
I think I'm like curious to know if the beginning is funny.
Can we re-listen to it right now?
Yeah. I want that to be. Wait, let's say bye. We haven't said bye.
We haven't done anything right.
Bye.
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 Sorry.
No, wait. It's over. It's over. Goodbye.
Now it's done.
Wait.
Dun, dun, dun.
We need it. Yeah, that was so bad.
I don't know how to make it stop. Oh, wait. Have I saved it yet?
You just press the stop button.
Oh, right.